How's this for an idea? Children stop spending so much time reading and writing and instead spend more time actually playing in the classroom.
Playing. It's an idea that's been developed by a group of leading academics from Cambridge University. They're calling it a playful approach to teaching and they think it gets results. Breakfast Tim Moffat has been to a primary school in Cambridgeshire to see the new approach in action.
Let's start the story.
Once upon a time, three schools took part in an experiment. To let children play more. During lessons, with construction toys.
And the fish did actually jump out of the top of the tree.
The idea of Cambridge University's Dr. David Whitebread, an early years learning specialist.
We know that a lot of young children in primary school struggle to become effective writers. What hasn't really been tried before is to adopt a playful approach.
This little boy walked into his bedroom.
For one academic year, 90 children aged 7, 8 and 9 did half as much traditional learning than usual in writing and storytelling lessons. Instead, they spent that time playing, literally constructing stories, then writing about them.
Fantastic ideas, all coming off the poses that we can use to represent the characters.
And one year later, improvements in spelling, punctuation and grammar were broadly the same as those who hadn't taken part. But
perhaps more important aspects of learning to be an effective writer, of learning to develop good ideas, learning how to put them in the right order, organise your story. The children in the project seem to make an unusual amount of progress.
It helps me write because it just gives me better ideas of what to write about. In the deadly land of the dead, the skeletons creepily walking around with all their different facial expressions.
It helps us get more ideas if we create the story ourselves.
One of the things that I find with using a more playful approach is the emotional investment that's created through generating that. So you can get children who really care about the model that they've created for their planning, and even reluctant writers are far more enthusiastic to get on.
Bar Hill Primary in Cambridge has now adopted playful learning permanently. The team behind the study want more schools to give it a go. Today they've launched a handbook for teachers.
You could do it with junk models or with other constructional toys.
Good boy. Well, funding for the Cambridge study came from a toy brick company, but play-based education has been used more widely. It was launched across Wales in 2008.
Where implemented well, it improves their involvement in their learning, and we find evidence actually for those schools that implement it well, their results generally are better. The downside is interesting the inequalities in educational outcomes between maybe, for example, boys and girls or disadvantaged learners and advantaged learners. It hasn't had the impact there that I think the Welsh Government and many practitioners would have liked.
They were like that and then they...
Back in Cambridge, Bar Hill School is now using construction-based play in science. Other subjects could follow. This game isn't over. It's only just started. Tim Moffat, BBC News.